Today, a retired general set out to take the White House from President Bush. Wesley Clark told a cheering crowd in Little Rock, Arkansas, he is officially joining the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's the 10th Democrat to do so. Clark's supporters hope his military resume and criticism of the Iraq War will be the key to political victory. He starts his first campaign for office, however, at a disadvantage, behind the other Democrats in organization and money. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
And I'm here to announce that I intend to seek the presidency of the United States of America.
Although it finally came as no surprise to the hundreds of supporters gathered in Little Rock, that's a statement that for months Wesley Clark only hinted at. He began last spring saying he wasn't running for president, that he'd have to consider it. A draft Clark movement sprung up on the internet, gathering 50,000 signatures and campaign pledges for $1.5 million. Today, Clark thanked his supporters for, in his words, taking an inconceivable idea and making it conceivable. Americans, he said, are living in historic times.
For the first time since Herbert Hoover's presidency, a president's economic policies have cost us more jobs than our economy has had the energy to create. For the first time since the 1960s and early 70s, more than 100,000 American troops are fighting abroad, and once again, at home, Americans are concerned about their civil liberties.
Throughout the war in Iraq and after, as an on-air CNN military analyst, Clark was one of President Bush's most persistent and outspoken critics. He says Iraq didn't pose an imminent threat and that President Bush should have pursued options other than military force in dealing with Saddam Hussein. He believes the administration went to war with an inadequate strategy and a lack of planning for the post-war period. Those are charges similar to ones made by other Democrats. But Clark's criticism carries the weight of his 34-year military career. He graduated first in his class from West Point, served in Vietnam, won the Purple Heart and Silver Star, and rose to the rank of four-star general. In 1999, he commanded U.S. and NATO forces in Kosovo. He's been less clear, though, on the domestic front. He has yet to release plans on what he would do about health care and Social Security. And his stance on other issues, he favors abortion rights and affirmative action, for instance, is similar to most of the other Democratic candidates. But the biggest question is, with the primaries and caucuses just 4 months away, does Clark have enough time to raise the money and build the organization that he needs? New Hampshire Democratic Party Chair Kathy Sullivan says, in her opinion, yes.
You know, about 2 months ago, when I was asked this question, I said, geez, I think he's going to have a problem because he's waiting so late. But now that those couple months have passed and I've seen what the draft Clark people have done and I've seen some of the names of some of the people nationally who General Clark has apparently been talking to about getting on board with his campaign, sure, I think that it's something that he can do and it's something that he can do pretty effectively.
Clark's supporters point out that in 1991, when Bill Clinton announced his candidacy for president, he did it in October, 2 weeks later than Wesley Clark. But back then, there weren't nine other Democrats already running. Greg Allen, NPR News.